Well, it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, you're back off to the races, I believe, this week.
Yeah, losing all my money, Scott, as usual. Yeah, I last week I mentioned Riddle and Worley and Knavestock and pop-up racecourses. Nothing new under the sun, is there? But this week, of course, it's got to be Galleywood, the place that everyone associates with horse racing, although it's difficult to see much trace of it today. Looking through Essex newspapers, the earliest sort of in-depth account I can find of the races at Galleywood were around about 1758, 1759. And there was a race course there, believe it or not, until 1935.
Right.
The race course changed hands at least once. I've tracked down a change of ownership in the 1920s, but once it was sold on, it carried on as a race course. Eventually, it was sold to the district council in 1942. Mm-hmm. From 1935 to 1942, it was still used for four-legged creatures, but it was used for pony racing between those dates. But the interesting thing I found was George III, King George III, actually donated a prize of 100 guineas for a race at Galleywood. It's not on record whether he attended in person, but he donated the prize money.
Must have been a lot of money in those days.
I would think 100 guineas was a sizeable amount. Probably kept you very comfortably for the rest of your days.
I think so. All right, thank you very much indeed, Margaret. And what are you going to be looking at next week?
Next week, I'm going to be seeing the light, or talking about the man who saw the light.
Okay, thank you very much.